Now the men of Ephraim were summoned, and they crossed to Zaphon. And they said to Jephthah, why did you cross over to fight against the sons of Ammon without calling us to go with you? We will burn your house down on you. So Jephthah said to them, I and my people were in a major dispute with the sons of Ammon. And I did call you, but you did not save me from their hand. When I saw that you were no deliverer, I took my life in my hands and crossed over against the sons of Ammon. And the Lord handed them over to me. Why then have you come up to me this day to fight against me? Then Jephthah gathered because they said, you are survivors of Ephraim, you Gileadites, in the midst of Ephraim, and in the midst of Manasseh. And the Gileadites took control of the crossing places of the Jordan opposite Ephraim. And it happened whenever any of the survivors of Ephraim said, let me cross. Me friend fell. Jephthah judges Rehob for 6 years. Then Jephthah the Gilead died and was buried in one of the cities of Gilead. Now he's there of Bethlehem, judged Israel. After him, he had 30 sons and 30 daughters whom he gave in marriage outside the family. And he brought Israel for 7 years, then Ibzan died and was buried in Bethlehem. Now Elon the Zebulunite judged Israel after him. He judged Israel for 10 years. Then Elon the Zebulunite died and was buried at Ajalon in the land. Son of Hillel, the Pyrophenite judged Israel after him. He had 40 sons and 30 grandsons who rode on 7.